It's 1pm, time for the news, sport and weather.
Good afternoon. This is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Police are appealing for witnesses after a motorist failed to stop having struck a pedestrian at 7:45 a.m. this morning in Vincronche. The accident, which took place on the main road, left the man severely injured, with passers-by taking care of him until the authorities arrived, and according to the police, the motorist involved was nowhere to be found. The Chamber of Deputies has set a major milestone in the history of Luxembourg's education system by approving the Alpha Reform, which gives children in Luxembourgish primary schools the option of learning to read and write in either French or German. The bill was passed with a large majority as MPs welcomed the opportunity to give parents and children this choice following lengthy and intensive debates in Parliament. In international news, the latest weather forecasts have raised fears of more damage in flood-hit Indonesia and Sri Lanka after earlier deluges killed more than 1,500 people in four countries. In Indonesia, the weather agency warned the three hard-hit provinces on the island of Sumatra would see moderate to heavy rain between Thursday and Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron, making his fourth visit to China while in office, has appealed to Xi Jinping to help end the war in Ukraine and to tackle trade deficits as the two leaders met in Beijing today. The three-day trip is an opportunity to shore up support for a ceasefire in Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II, as well as to attract more Chinese investment in finance. And Google has revealed the top trending searches in Luxembourg for 2025. Robert Prevost, or Pope Leo as he's possibly better known, topped the trending celebrities list, while Luxembourgers also searched for the iPhone 17 and Labubu toys. Luxembourg's own Laura Thorne claimed the top music search spot following her appearance on the Eurovision Song Contest. And how to keep rats away in a wooden house was top of the how segment. Sports now, and Joe Root has finally got his century in Brisbane on the first day of the second Ashes test, the first of his prolific career in Australia. He ends any lingering debate over his status as a giant of the sport. Only Sachin Tendulkar is above Root in the all-time test run scoring charts, and the retired Indian's tally of 15,921 runs appears within reach of the 34-year-old Englishman. And finally, the flame for the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics was handed to the host city organisers today in an Athens ceremony for a two-month torch relay in Italy before the Games opens on February the 6th. Following a nine-day torch relay around Greece, the flame was housed at the Acropolis in Athens for its last evening. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and it's currently fairly overcast and grey with occasional drizzle. Any sunny spells will be brief, I'm afraid, as light rain is moving in from the southwest this afternoon. Temperature is currently around 5 degrees now and only going up to no more than 6 degrees later in the afternoon.